What up, little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, that means you are listening to another episode of Buffed Up Sports, available on all major podcasting platforms. Remember, folks, if you want to financially support the show, go to buffedupsports.com, scroll down to the support tab, and become a supporter today, because there's so much more on the Buffed Up Sports website, including episodes, social media links, and platforms to listen to the show on. So go to buffedupsports.com to check it out. Once again, I want to send a huge thank you to all of those who voted in the Buffed Up Sports tournament. Not gonna lie, I was again shocked to kind of see Calvin Johnson come out on top over the likes of a Floyd Mayweather, Miguel Cabrera, and Chauncey Billups. But Calvin won. That was your favorite Detroit sports athlete. So hey, by all means, he got it. So respect to Calvin. Respect to all of you who voted. The plan is to do a WNBA one next. So I'll keep you posted. The plan is to do a WNBA one next. In fact, if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, my handle is RJ_Hunt36 for both of them. Follow me on there, because 9 times out of 10, within the next week or two, I'm probably announcing an update as far as when that tournament will begin. But there will be a WNBA Buffed Up Sports tournament very soon. Also, there will be a boxing tournament. That one will be after the WNBA one, and it probably won't be as soon, because I got a little thing I'm doing right now. I've been going through, I pretty much looked up every great boxer that ever lived, or champ, whatever, and I'm gonna go back and watch their biggest fights, all of them. Yup. From the Muhammad Ali's to the, shoot, I even got some Joe Lewis's in there, Sugar Ray, not Leonard, but Robinson. I mean, I do got Leonard, but y'all get what I'm saying. The Four Kings, Leonard, Hearns, Hagler, Duran. And then the 90s era, we got Tyson, Holyfield. 2000s, I got Jones, Floyd. Well, I've already watched Floyd. De La Hoya, though, Pacquiao. And then the 2010s, yo, Furies, Wilders, Tanks. It's going to be exciting. If you follow me on social or whatever, text me and I'll send you the list. But that's what I got going for me. That's what's going to keep me busy next few days, because I'm the type of guy that need a hobby when a game not on. And typically that hobby was playing the video game, right? But I'm kind of over playing video games at this point. Or at least buying them, because they're the same game. So I play Fight Night Round 4 like it's new, even though this game is almost 15 years old. But I still play it faithfully. So that's that. Let's get into it, y'all. Let's get into some sports. Let's talk about these Pistons who keep calling me about season tickets. The answer is no, I don't want them. They keep asking me why not. I'm like, y'all were bad last year and y'all decided to go $200 in y'all price. I'm okay, I promise. They might get me for that 3-game plan though, because then they asked me, they was like, how many games do you plan on going to? I was like, I don't know, maybe like probably 2 or 3 this year. I was like, I seen everybody last year, so I'm not too pressed. They was like, well, we have a 3-game plan. I'm like, huh, you do. So they might get me on that. I've been on the move though since the last episode. So y'all, I hope y'all ready for a good one, because I got to tell y'all about all these moves I made and just getting to see things in person. It's kind of crazy. Let's start with the GOAT, Shohei Ohtani. I finally got to see Shohei Ohtani in person. And let's be real here. I didn't think he was going to pitch. That was a thing, right? So, like, he was projected to pitch the game I was going to. But then the Angels pushed his starting day back to the very next day. So, I'm hurt. I'm like, dang, I'm not going to see him now. At least not pitch. And then we get the storms of all storms in Michigan that knocked out my power for over a day. And with that being said, since the power went out, the game got canceled the day before I was supposed to go. I hated my power going out for over a day, but the next day, while my power was still out, I had tickets to the Tigers game. So I had something to do, and you know what that did? They moved up Ohtani's pitching date. So I got to see him pitch. Now, mind you, folks, this was a doubleheader. Keep that in mind. But anyway, first game, Ohtani pitches a one-hitter. He gave up one hit And I'd be doggone, I kind of jinxed it because I was like, ooh, he might get one. I shouldn't have done that. I know the rule. He got it, though. He got the one hitter. That was it. And truth be told, I would have rather seen a no-hitter. Don't get it twisted. I love my Tigers, but they weren't doing anything that game. And when you see a great player like Ohtani in person, you kind of want to see him at the best game ever just to say you seen him do it. And yes, he pitched the one hitter. Again, one gave up one all game. Really wanted the no-hitter. But he still got history. He still completed, or he still threw his first shutout, complete game shutout. So that was history. That's not something you see every day. Again, as somebody who did it for the first time, as great as he is, he pitched his first shutout. So I can, at the end of the day, say I saw history, just not as big as a no-hitter, whatever. But what messed me up is during the game, on the batting end, he didn't do much. He didn't get one hit. He went 0 for 4, right? But mind you, again, it was a double header. So mind you, shout out to Travis. I ran into Travis at the game. And I told Travis, I said, because Travis was staying for the second game, I wasn't. I told Travis, I said, I bet you he hits a home run next game. Because the doubleheader is 40 minutes later. So I said, I bet you he's going to hit it in the second game. I knew I was leaving, though. I'll be doggone, that Shohei Ohtani hit a home run in that second game. But not only did he hit a home run, he hit a second one. So at the end of the day, he had two home runs and a one-hitter complete shutout. If y'all going to tell me this man not the greatest baseball player of all time, stop it. Pitching alone, he's an all-star. Batting alone, he's an all-star. The man can do both. Greatest baseball player of all time. So that's the baseball greatness I got to see. Let's go to the WNBA because I had a great week. I had to catch me a WNBA game this year. I've been to Lions games, went to a Red Wings game last season, went to a Pistons. Well, y'all know I went to Pistons games. Then we went to some boxing events. So I went to all the events Buffed Up Sports is about except a WNBA game recently, at least this season. So I'm like, all right, Chicago. I knew the Sky. We're going to play the Aces. Now, the closest teams are Indiana and Chicago. I was like, all right, we'll go to Chicago. So I finally got to see the Aces in person. I was disappointed because there was no Candace Parker. She ain't play. She got hurt, you know, a few games prior. But okay, I seen her last year. So I wasn't tripping. I still got to see the core four of my favorite team, the Aces. So that got Jackie Young, Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray, and my favorite, Asia Wilson. They all go crazy. Again, the core four did what they were supposed to do. They had a typical core four game. The Aces are simply not fair because if they only beating a team by 20, I'm scared because we used to beating teams by like 30. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we not blowing them out, I'm nervous. I don't care if we're winning. We gonna win. But if we not blowing a team out, that's when I get, you know, a little panicky. But anyway, okay, let's move on. I go to the game. It's a nice vibe. I'm kind of upset because I got there, I thought, early. But apparently, I didn't get there early enough. Because you know how you go to an NBA game, for example. If you get down there early enough, you might get an autograph or two from the players during warm-ups. So I had just missed Chelsea Gray. She had just walked by. I was like, dang. And Asia Wilson was still on the court. So I'm thinking I'm finna get hurt. But apparently Asia Wilson does this thing where she runs into the tunnel. She goes past everybody. Not in a disrespectful way. I'm not putting it like that. I guess that's just her pregame routine, just to run through the tunnel before games. All right, fine. Keep that in mind. But the game was a nice vibe. I mean, it was packed. I think a lot of people was there to see Candace Parker first game in Chicago since she left, but yeah, she didn't play. But NBA legend, new Chicago Sky owner, Dwayne Wade, was in attendance. That was another thing I was thinking about. Had I stayed where I was at, I'd have got a D. Wade autograph. No joke. If I stayed where I was at, I moved to my real... Because, I mean, during the game, I was by the tunnel trying to get an autograph or some pictures, you know. Had I stayed in that area, because I don't think the ushers even care. Had I stayed, I would have probably got Dwayne Wade autograph or a picture. Yeah. So that happened. But the Aces won. I finally got to go to a WNBA game this season. I said this might be a yearly tradition for me, taking a trip to Chicago or Indiana. But the biggest thing that came out of this game was something that I did not expect to happen whatsoever. So I wanted to get down there early again to get an autograph. I'm like, man, if I get an A.J. Wilson autograph, I'll be the happiest guy in America. And then even when Chelsea Gray walked by, I'm like, maybe I'll get her. I'll take it. Kelsey Plum and them, they didn't walk by. Okay. So I, when I accepted I wasn't getting nobody autograph, I accepted that for what it was. But it, okay, cool. But then I posted this video of A'ja Wilson running in the tunnel. Because I told y'all she ran. I didn't know she was this fast. I'm going to start there. I didn't know she was this fast. But I posted it on Twitter. And I even tagged A'ja in there. I'm like, I didn't know this girl's this fast. She fast. I'm like, she might be playing, put her in track. You know, I want to see her in the 100 meter race real quick. You know what I'm saying? All right, post it. I go to sleep. I wake up, my phone full of notifications. I pretty much, I guess, went viral. I don't know if it's, I will say I went viral. Skip it. Yeah, I'm flexing this. I went viral. Granted, it was on WNBA Twitter, but I don't care because I went viral because I wake up, I see all these WNBA content creators don't seen it. But then it was so big that the players seen it. Ryan Howard seen it. Kelsey Plum seen it. Alicia Gray seen it. Like, Ryan Howard and Alicia Gray kept reposting it. And then I seen A'ja seen it. I was like, yo, this is crazy. A'ja Wilson commented on it. Like, dog, not only is A'ja Wilson my favorite player, but she seen my tweet. She seen my post. She commented on it too. Dog. And then again, Alicia Gray, Ryan Howard, they are literally all-star. Kelsey Plum, they're all-stars. So it's like, I didn't get no bottom of the barrel players seeing it. Like, I got some heavy hitters, you know? So I'm geeked at this point. And then the whole drive back to Chicago, I mean, my phone just buzzing. I couldn't put my phone down. Like, my app legit crashed like once or twice. It logged me out of Twitter. So that's the crazy part. But then I knew it got crazy when ESPN DM'd me asking to use the video. I was like, oh, shoot. So ESPN used it. The WNBA on Ion used it. Overtime Women's Basketball used it. It was just crazy. Like, again, knowing all these all-stars, including the league's freaking MVP, my favorite player, seeing my tweet was pretty dope. So July, all in all, was a pretty good month when it came to me and athletes. I mean, I told y'all about at the Baumgartner fight, I ran into Clarissa Shields, Kay Cunningham, Tony Harrison, Jermaine Franklin. Ran all these people one night. Then to go to this WNBA game, come back, all these all-stars don't see my tweet. So, like, I'm trying to tell y'all all this to say, you better get on the Buffed Up Sports bandwagon because we not slowing down. This thing only kicking up. That's all I'm trying to say in the end. Like, I really could just say it that to make a long story short. But no, I'm going to make a short story long because y'all need to understand the emphasis on what this means for me in this podcast. Buffed Up Sports is on the way. Either get on the bandwagon now or stay where you at. Just like I tell y'all fake little Lions fans, how is this the first season they gonna sell out in season tickets? I've been watching the Lions. I ain't never stopped. Cause I ain't never scared. But that's where we at with it. But I can't wait to do this WNBA tournament, Buffed Up Sports Style tournament. That's gonna be fun. Seriously. I can't wait to announce that one. But let's go into as much as I love my Detroit sports, as much as I love my WNBA, that probably wasn't the biggest thing that happened this week. For me, yes, but in sports, we got to talk about boxing, man. I'm going to get, oh my goodness. So the morning of the Inoue Fulton fight, you know, I got up at 7 a.m. because this fight was in Japan, so it was early. I ain't never got up at 7 a.m. to watch a sport. I'm going to just tell y'all that now. Because I'm not a soccer fan, so it's not like I'm getting up early for the World Cup. I don't even get up early for the FIBA tournament for basketball. I'm not getting up at no 7 a.m. to watch a game. I will record it, watch it later. But anyway, Fulton, I'm like, this fight going to be big. I'm getting up early. And so I think I even told y'all last episode. I was like, as soon as the fight go off, I'm getting in the car going to Chicago. I did exactly that. As soon as the fight was over, got in the car, got to Chicago. But I do want to give my quick thoughts on that Inoue Fulton fight. I had Inoue winning every round, which was crazy because it was an even fight on paper. But after Inoue's entrance, y'all know Mendez. I texted Mendez. I said, he's going to beat the brakes off Fulton. Mendez is like, are you sure? I said, he's going to beat the brakes off him. I will pull up. I might even post the screenshot of me saying he's about to mess him up. Like, I just knew. I knew it when Inoue walked in. It was on some Rocky Balboa entrance stuff. Like, the crowd went crazy. I said, he's winning. Okay. Keep this entrance rule thing in mind. Inoue beat up Fulton. He beat him so bad that I'm like, oh, it don't even matter who wins Spence and Crawford, because there's no way somebody's topping this performance. I said, Spence and Crawford, that fight is going to be for number two, pound for pound. Because, again, for Inoue to beat up a champion so bad in Inoue's first fight in this weight class, I was like, there's no way he's not number one pound for pound now. And he was. But it only lasted for a few days because we had Spence and Crawford. Now, everybody's had the chance to react to the Spence and Crawford fight. I'll give my quick little thoughts on the actual fight. Again, I thought it was the most even fight on paper. Unlike Inoue, I wasn't that much confident in this fight. I had Crawford, but I thought it was going to be close. And again, I was pretty confident Inoue was going to beat Fulton. I was not that confident Crawford was beating Spence until the entrances happened. Eminem don't come out the house for no reason. Let's start there. When you bring out Eminem, you better win. I will never forget the first game the Pistons had at LCA. This is when the Pistons were still like a mediocre team. They would be like an A seed, 1 year, 10 seed, next. Like, if they make the playoffs, they barely got in. This is the Pistons we got right now. The Pistons played their first game at LCA. Right when the ball's about to get, thrown up for the tip-off, you hear Eminem's voice, and he just hypes the crowd up because he's actually at the game. And so the place goes crazy. Of course, Pistons win tonight. So I got this in the back of my mind when Crawford brings out Eminem. I'm like, again, Eminem don't come out the house much. So when you bring him out, you better win. Like, everybody's complaining about, Eminem didn't even rap. His presence, but he didn't even have to rap. I don't think y'all understand it. I don't know why he didn't, but hey, he did not have to rap Lose Yourself. As soon as I heard that, doom, 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 dog, I knew what was up. And like, when I heard that first piano note for Lose Yourself, and then I hear Eminem voice, I said, oh, yeah, it's over. So, yeah, you bring Eminem out the house, you better win. So I texted Mendez again. I said, it's over. He brought out Eminem. He's winning. I was like, he's going to be bad. And he was like, man, he ain't even rapping. I'm like, okay. So on top of Bud Crawford bringing out Eminem, you know Spence calls himself the big fish. When I seen that big old net draped across his neck, across Crawford's neck, Crawford brought a net to the ring. I text Mendez when I peeped it. I said, oh, he got a net. It's really over. I said, y'all might as well stop the fight now. This is about to be bad. And again, I just knew it was going to be ugly, and ugly it was. There's no need to recap what actually happened during the fight because Spence got destroyed by Crawford. I mean, we all thought the fight was going to be close. No one expected either fighter to top Inoue's performance, but Crawford somehow did it. And some. I mean, it was, yeah, he topped Inoue's performance, honestly. And then on top of that, like people said, Fulton is a respected fighter, but it's not like he was in people's top 10 pound for pound. Spence and Crawford were two guys that were top five on most people's list. So Crawford beat another top five pound for pound boxer bad. Yes, he's the number one pound for pound fighter in the world. So it goes Crawford. Then it's a close gap with Inoue. And then after that, it's a big gap with whoever you think is three. I don't even care who you think is three, because it's a gap between three and two. One, honestly, could go 1A Crawford, 1B Inoue. That's how close they are, for real, for real. Then again, once you get to that next one, it's a gap. I don't care who you put, it's a gap. So Crawford is the second boxer to become undisputed in two weight classes, the first being our homegirl of the show, Clarissa Shields. By the way, do y'all really think they're going to let this Keith Thurman fight happen? With Shields and Thurman? I mean, she called them out, but do y'all? I don't think y'all hearing me here. Do y'all really think? I know Keith said he'd do it for charity or something, but like, do y'all really think? I don't know. We'll see. But I don't think anybody is touching Crawford right now. Like I said, he's the second fighter to become undisputed in two weight classes, the first male to do it in the four belt era. No one is touching him. I wanted to see that boots fight, but it don't look like it's happening. Crawford said he want to move up, fight Charlo, Jermell Charlo, that is. Charlo's about to fight Canelo next month. I think Canelo's beating Charlo. There's folks talking about Crawford should fight Canelo. Crawford should fight Tank. Anyway, should fight Tank. Y'all, let's not get carried away. I respect all those guys, but the chances of any of them fighting each other, very slim. I mean, the weight class is just too stretched apart, in my opinion. And then timing is everything, too. But let's also clear this real quick. No, Terrence Crawford is not beating Floyd Mayweather and if they fought. I don't care what weight class it is. I don't care Floyd in his prime or not. Crawford is not beating Floyd. He might hurt him. He might even get a good shot in like Shane Mosley did. He might put on a heck of a fight like Jose Luis Castillo did. He might even give him a fight like De La Hoya. I think De La Hoya gave one of Floyd's better fights. But the end of the day, Floyd never got a loss in this column. And that's because nobody is beating Floyd Mayweather. Y'all can stop it. I don't think y'all realize Floyd in his prime, he was actually stopping folks. Like, he was punching you so he didn't have the power to straight up knock you out, like drop you, unless you're Diego Corrales. But Floyd Mayweather was hitting people so much upside the head that they was quitting. They was TKOs. The ref was stopping like, nah, you taking a beat, dog. You gotta go night-night. If you ain't going to bed, I'm gonna put you to bed. That's basically what the ref was doing during Floyd prime day. So, and then think, let's be real. How many rounds did Floyd actually lose in his career? He obviously didn't lose fights, but he didn't even lose rounds. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Stop. I respect Crawford. He got this era locked. I think that's, yeah, he solidified his status. This is his era. He's not being Floyd. Floyd is a once in a lifetime. That won't happen again. As for Spence, I feel for the man. I really do. And I hope he could come back. I know how his fans feel. I felt this same defeat when Wilder got the brakes beat off him by Tyson Fury in the second fight. Seeing your favorite fighter lose, it hurts. It hurts you to the core. Because I remember Wilder, he got beat bad. And just to see your favorite fighter go down like that is, especially that first loss. That first loss hurts. So I feel for Spence fans. Again, to see them get whooped in, it make you wonder, do you even want to watch the sport no more? Like, that's probably how Spence fans feeling right now, because it's definitely how I felt when Wilder lost. But you know, it's fighters who got beat and they bounce back. Wilder, he got beat by Fury twice. What did he do next fight? He came back, got a first round knockout. Back in the title picture. So, who knows? Spence might just had an off night. The rematch probably won't be as hyped if they are to do one. It may not even be as worth watching, but I'm not going to be mad if it happens. I mean, you never know with boxing. It's the most unpredictable sport. I will say I got a hot take. A lot of folks have said Spence should retire. A lot of folks are mad at those who did say that. You know what I say? It's not the worst idea. Spence has had a great career. Let's get that started there. He got his payday off this fight. I mean, the biggest payday he was going to get, right? I don't think there's anybody else he could fight that could get him a bigger payday than what this fight got him, right? Okay, let's go outside the ring. He's faced several injuries, right? The time he's been in how many accidents? The first being the worst one because he was in the ICU. His car flipped over 6 times. Let's talk about the week before he's supposed to fight Manny Pacquiao. He has to pull from the fight because he has a detached retina. He has been through so much outside of the ring, and then taking a whooping like that in the ring probably did him no favors. I mean, this man is a father at the end of the day. So that's something to keep in mind, right? I always say, as a boxer, your best bet is to go out with your health still intact. I mean, Floyd Mayweather preached it all the time. He said, some people didn't like my style. Some people said my fights was boring because I did what I could to make sure I didn't get hit. He would tell you, he didn't want to end up like his Uncle Roger. He felt like his Uncle Roger took so many hits in his life. That's how his Uncle Roger ended up the way he did. Rest in peace to him. But I get where he's coming from. That go for a lot of, how many boxers you see now and they talk or they move and you be like, huh? And then when you find out they're not even that old. So I say put your health first. Now, again, boxing's unpredictable. If he fight Crawford again, it might be worse. Or he might mess around and win. We don't know. But I say, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think Spence could come back. If I was him, I wouldn't fight Crawford again. I mean, he probably got the type of pride that's gonna want to, but personally, there's no point. He won one round, arguably, maybe two. Yeah. No point. But who would have thought that the two biggest fights of the years, probably of the decade, going down in the exact same week, the winners are going to be set up to be number one, number two, pound for pound, and that both fights will end up being one-sided victories. Not just one, but both being one-sided beatdowns. I mean, the most one-sided beatdowns you'll see in boxing history when it comes to hyped up fights like this. I mean, it was crazy. But at the end of the day, even though the fights didn't live up to the actual hype of the competitiveness, they did live up in the atmosphere that I think boxing is back. Because I'm honestly happy for boxing right now. I got to shout out Tank and Ryan. I got to shout out Fulton and Inoue. I got to shout out Spence and Crawford. Winner or loser, I got to shout all them guys out because they all betted on themselves to help define their legacies. Whether they came up short or got the job done, they helped the sport of boxing. I mean, Spence and Crawford was the most I've heard of people trying to have a fight party since Floyd era. Even Tank and Ryan, which I end up hearing made a tad bit more than the Spence Crawford fight. They put on so much that people all over is trying to watch. So boxing, no matter how you look at it, whether your favorite fighter won or lost, boxing won this week, boxing won this year, and we still got a few more months to go. Like I said, Canelo's getting back in the ring in September. And then the hood favorite. Yes, I'm officially calling him the hood favorite because he is. Tank Davis is going to have his first fight out of jail this year, hopefully. I don't know what it is about a fighter first fight out of jail, but I feel for whoever fight him next. But to wrap up the episode, I got to get ready for SummerSlam, y'all. I'm going to SummerSlam. There's so much rumors going on. I won't jinx it, but I just need one of the four names in my head to show up, and I will lose my mind. I will straight up embarrass myself. But those of you wondering, yes, I'm taking my Bianca Belair sign. Don't ask. All that being said, we the ones. Thank you all for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, and leave a review, please, because I love to hear the feedback. And if you love today's episode, send it to a friend. To keep up with my life in the podcast, go to buffedupsports.com for links to my social media pages, podcast episodes, and ways to financially support the show. Now, just remember to follow these words. Spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth. Don't you worry about a thing. Till next time, y'all be good out there, and God bless you all. Just vibes. Peace.